Now, we wish you a happy Friday. It's just after 5:10 here, News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Hope you've had a wonderful work week and hope you've got awesome plans for the weekend. Gracie, another concert.
Yeah.
Not going to have to go very far for it, though, this week.
No, so. Local concert. So it should be fun. Eric Church is coming to the Wharf in Orange Beach. So going with Cat Country.
Very cool there. Then that's tomorrow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Gracie has another country concert planned. No long road trips, so that's good. Maybe some relaxation in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Weather looks great. Weather looks great. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Hopefully the heat index is not too high. The tropics, though, not looking too great right now. A lot of color there. We've got some yellow. We've got some orange. We've got some red on the seven-day outlook. Thankfully, for the time being, knock on wood, not too many local impacts. We'll hope it stays that way. We've got meteorologist Alan Strum here in our local headlines who will give us an update on what's happening out in the tropics, and we'll have more on that here. But as always, today we start with our top three stories and continuing to talk about Hawaii and what's happening out there. A couple of updates that we'll get to. Number one, search and rescue teams still are looking for over 1,000 missing people on Maui. Governor Josh Green says at least 111 people have been confirmed dead, and to make matters worse, around 1,300 people are still said to be missing. The full extent of the destruction from the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history may not be known for a long time.
Also, the emergency management director, who didn't activate the warning sirens as the wildfire started, has quit. Herman Ananda says that he doesn't regret the decision because they are typically used as tsunami warnings telling people to seek higher ground. His resignation is effective immediately.
It has been a while since we've heard from Congressman George Santos, but today says that he is not interested in taking a plea deal. He faces 13 criminal charges in connection to alleged financial crimes. He says he's fighting to prove his innocence. He could face 20 years in prison if he's convicted for being dishonest with donors and using campaign donations for personal expenses. Just shy of 5:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and weather this hour.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns, but we do have some delays going throughout Windhaven Beach on 98. That's 98, again, heading westbound throughout Windhaven Beach. We have a couple small accidents that are just making that everyday afternoon traffic a bit heavier than usual, so keep that in mind. That is backing up almost into near Hurlburt Field. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. As Joe mentioned, we're going to have great weather this weekend locally, as well as it's going to stay pretty dry. Coming up tomorrow, we don't have any chances of rain, and a high of 98, and clear skies for Saturday night. Clear skies tonight with a low of 79. We have partly cloudy skies. Right now, it is 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 105. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at local headlines today. A execution date has been set for a man who is convicted of two murders in the Northwest Florida area, including a bartender out on Pensacola Beach. This is Michael Dwayne Zach, who will be executed on October 3rd after his conviction of killing 31-year-old Ravon Kennedy back in 1996. She was found stabbed to death in her apartment. After his arrest to Kennedy's murder, Zach also confessed to killing another woman in Okaloosa County on the same day. He was sentenced to the death penalty in November of 1997. New today, the man accused in a fatal shooting near O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern last month is now in the Escambia County Jail. 22-year-old Travoyer Vanderhall was booked just a little before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He's accused of killing 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis back on July 20th. He was arrested in Coweta County, Georgia, after he was pulled over for speeding, and the murder warrant showed up on the officer's search of his ID. In the city of Milton, looks like changes are coming to how the public comment portion of the meetings continues. This after Councilman Jeff Snow proposed the change that would bring the city's meetings in line with what Santa Rosa County does.
We know that we've had unlimited, and people have been able to come up multiple times during the same agenda item. I just think it's time for this council to implement basically what the county has done. They have 4 minutes per agenda item per person.
And they would also have 3 minutes to speak at the beginning of the meeting. So how it's really happened over the last few months with everything that's happened over in the city of Milton is that multiple residents have been given the opportunity to speak multiple times on the same topic and drawing things out a little bit as far as the length of the meeting. So they are looking to institute that change, and it passed last night moving forward. Escambia Children's Trust yesterday had a emergency meeting to appoint a new interim executive director, and that is Tammy Abrams.
Ms. Greer, due to her own reasons, turned in her resignation, and the board called this meeting so that they could deal with what was going on and appoint somebody new to keep leading the agency.
And Tammy Greer was the one who resigned. She gave 60-day notice, but the board elected to go ahead and terminate her involvement immediately. So Abrams now says she wants to continue moving forward with the trust mission to fund mental health programs in Escambia County. And Alan, with the latest on what's happening out in the tropics.
There are several areas in the tropical Atlantic basin that we're monitoring, including an area that could move over the Gulf and develop as a low pressure system sometime early next week. The formation chance on that one is medium, or at around 40%. It is expected to move west over the Gulf, something we'll keep you updated on. On the other side of things, over the Pacific Ocean is powerful Hurricane Hilary that may have an impact on California.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that in just a few minutes here. But taking a look at the Atlantic Basin, there are four in the seven-day outlook. There are four disturbances in varying chances of formation. The one that Alan is talking about has a 40% chance. Again, this one looks like it's going to cut across the Gulf heading into the eastern border of Texas there on the western side of the Gulf. There are also three disturbances out in the central Atlantic, all generally pointing in a northwestward area. The one that would be most concerning, at least in terms of the track, it just has a 30% chance of formation right now. But of course, with the water temperatures, that is subject to change at any time. But this one looks like it's heading towards the Lesser Antilles and kind of on that track towards maybe impact Florida. Of course, right now, the National Hurricane Center, though, saying that there is some slow development into early next week, and beyond that, not sure. There are two other disturbances east of that one in the central Atlantic, one now being given a 70% chance of formation and another at 40%. Neither of those two looks like it's going to affect the U.S. mainland at this point. 520, we'll take a break. We've got state headlines when we return. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booties shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Sanger Theater.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's a brand new band at Bands on the Beach. Float Like a Buffalo is rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences. High-energy guitar licks makes it impossible not to dance to. You're going to have a blast this week at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, it's all. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Friday, getting ready for this weekend. We're going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together at 5:25. Our roads are looking good. I-10 I-110 not causing any major slowdowns, and we're also showing no delays on the 3-mile bridge and Garson Point Bridge. But if you do see something on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This weekend for weather, we'll see dry weather coming up tomorrow, a high of 98. So still going to be pretty hot with clear skies coming up for Saturday night. For tonight, also have clear skies with a low of 79. Few clouds right now. It's 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather together is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. And you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. So a Florida college freshman has a great snake tale to tell after catching a 16-foot Burmese python this week in the Everglades. He's 18-year-old Jack Cronin. He says that catching the snake was a dream come true.
This is big!
There really wasn't clearly much going through my head at that time. Most people, sane people, wouldn't just jump on a 16-foot snake. So it was pretty much just all adrenaline going.
He is absolutely right about that. Cronin wrapped his hands around the snake just 5 hours after the state's Python Challenge ended, so he missed out on a cash reward, but he says the experience was priceless.
That's awesome. I wouldn't want to do that, but I'm happy for him.
Good for him.
The law that bans some Chinese residents from buying land in Florida can stand. Yesterday, a federal judge threw out the lawsuit attempting to overturn Senate Bill 264. Under the law, they're banning from buying farmland from within 10 miles of military bases or critical infrastructure.
Florida's warm temperatures are expected to continue through fall. NOAA predicts the state to have at least a 40% chance of an above-normal season of hotter weather and more rain. No states are expected to have a colder-than-average season between September and November. The National Weather Service says there is a 99% chance El Niño will stick around through fall.
Florida residents that are looking for work are finding it. While the number of jobless claims increased by 5,000 in July, the total employment also rose by 36,000.
Increases in both employment and unemployment signal a healthy labor market that continues to grow and attract new workers. Floridians are confident entering the workforce and finding meaningful employment here.
The Commerce Department says that Florida's unemployment rate did go up 2.7%, and it had been 2.6% for several months.
Publix says hurricane-themed cakes are a thing of the past. The decision was made after they received several complaints after Hurricane Ian left over 100 people dead last fall. Publix says it is company policy not to produce bakery cakes that would make light of a natural disaster. Taking a look at national headlines now quickly, a Georgia teacher out of a job after reading a book about gender norms to her fifth grade students. Katie Rinderly read the book My Shadow is Purple, which violated Georgia's new concepts law. School board voted to fire her despite a panel of three people saying she should keep her job. Former President Trump saying now he will not hold his major news conference next week. He announced on Truth Social that based on his lawyer's advice, he'll release his report in legal filings instead. Also, the New York Times says that Trump will skip next week's debate and instead do an online interview with Tucker Carlson. Out in California, Hurricane Hillary is moving through the Pacific Ocean, and wind speeds are about 145 miles per hour.
That's as much rain as some of these areas get in an entire year, and much of it could fall in the matter of days, or even most of it could fall in a matter of just even a few hours.
So yeah, a lot of heavy rainfall expected here next week. The National Hurricane Center says it's about 250 miles south of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. It should, good news there, weaken into a tropical storm before it hits Southern California. It would be the first tropical system to make landfall in Southern California since 1939. The White House will send F-16s to Ukraine to help fight the Russians. The planes will be sent from Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as pilot training is completed. Ukraine has been asking for F-16s to help fight against Russian air attacks. Not known when the training program will begin, though. In Chicago, a community group is calling on gang members to stop shooting at each other from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. People in the Rogers Park area say they're living in the middle of a gang war and nothing they're doing is working, so the group Native Sons is asking the gangs not to shoot during daylight hours and take the lives of innocent kids out playing. The group says it would obviously like for all the shooting to stop, but for now, it can only take baby steps. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now. It's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. It's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden and Camp David with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. The president says the meeting's another in a long line of meetings at the presidential retreat that's helped to bring longtime rivals together over the last few decades.
I can think of no more fitting location to begin our next era of cooperation. A place that has long symbolized the power of new beginnings and new possibilities.
Well, Camp David, of course, where Israel and Egypt were brought together in the late 70s after years of war between them. After last week's wildfires, the Federal Emergency Management Agency says it's approved more than $5.6 million in assistance to people in Maui so far. FEMA's Marcus Coleman says there's more money available, too.
Help with a temporary place to stay,
funding home repairs and emergency needs that insurance and other financial assistance sources may not cover.
111 dead in these Hawaiian wildfires. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, a new study from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco says that many Americans may run out of their pandemic savings this quarter. That's according to a new study from the bank. American households holding less than $190 billion total in surplus savings as of June. That's after the bank says unprecedented levels of extra funds were available during the COVID-19 pandemic, peaking at over $2 trillion back in August of 2021. And if you're considering travel plans, looking to hit up some of the nation's sandy shorelines, you may want to take note of this particular location, which has been named as the world's most expensive beach destination. You may be surprised to learn that TravelMag.com named the Massachusetts island of Nantucket as the most expensive beach destination. The Italian village of Positano came in second, and Montauk, New York, placed third. Other notable cities in the top 10 include Kennebunkport, Maine, and Santa Monica, California. Checking Wall Street today, stocks finished the day mixed. And that is Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
We are Buck and Ashley Deese, proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coating.
The floor in your garage sees a lot more traffic than any other room in your house.
You may have replaced the carpet and the tile, but what about the garage floor?
Deese Elite Concrete Coatings has the answer with Pentek Industrial Coatings. Their coatings are four times stronger than epoxy and backed by a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Our coatings are slip-resistant, easy to clean, easy on the feet, and 100% antibacterial. And best of all, we can install your floors in just one day.
There are many applications for our coatings, such as patios, pool decks, driveways, utility rooms, sidewalks, and much, much more.
With amazing selections, Deese Elite Concrete Coatings can help give your floors the makeover they deserve.
Call Ashley at Deese Elite Concrete Coatings for a free estimate today. 850-329-5599. 850-329-5599.
Or visit our website at DeeseEliteCC.com.
Schedule your project today with Deese Elite Concrete Coatings. Your floor is worth it.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a celebration! Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Power 5 is still alive for now, so let's predict some college football conference champs. Georgia will once again take the SEC crown. Michigan will win the Big Ten for the third straight year. Mike Norvell and Jordan Travis at Florida State shall prevail in the ACC. I'm trusting Michael Penix and Kalen DeBoer of Washington in the Pac-12. And I like Quinn Ewers to do just enough to win the Big 12 for Texas. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football season is about to kick off, and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long. Because right now, when you bet on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl, and you'll get bonus bets for every victory. You can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/win.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope is here. Gambling help. MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Call 1-877.
1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Must be present in a state where lawful to wager 21 plus and president select states. Bonus is issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $50 unless specified otherwise. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
It's that time of year again. Hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm
and help your neighbors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Happy Friday. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 5:37, going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown of what's going on in the world of sports today. I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns throughout our area, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace also looking good. We are finally looking good on 98 as well. That's 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Tonight, the weather will be clear and calm with overnight lows mainly between 75 and 80. Over the weekend, we've got highs in the mid-90s and heat index values up around 105. Lots of sunshine, dry Saturday, 20% chance for rain on Sunday. Also, we're watching the tropics. We'll keep you posted. We might see low pressure over the Gulf next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything that you've earned is doubled. So see the terms and conditions and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at the Major League Baseball scoreboard today, the Royals beat the Cubs 4-3 earlier. Right now in the ninth inning, the Tigers beating the Guardians 4-2. A little bit later on tonight, the Rays out west, they're taking on the Angels starting at 8:38. Also, TV game tonight, the Yankees and the Red Sox starting a series from New York, 6:05 start time on Apple TV+. Plus, the Braves first pitch at 6:20. They're taking on the Giants in Atlanta. And the Marlins are out west taking on the Dodgers first pitch in that one at 9:10. NFL preseason week 2 continuing with a couple of games tonight on NFL Network starting at 6 o'clock. The Panthers and first overall pick Bryce Young will take on the Giants. So again, that one starting on NFL Network 6:30. The Bengals taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Some sports news today. The NBA's full schedule released. The season opens October 24th with the Nuggets and Lakers and Warriors-Suns doubleheader. A day later, Victor Wembanyama makes his debut as the Spurs host the Dallas Mavericks. Christmas Day, 5 games, including the Lakers and Celtics, Sixers versus Heat, and the Mavericks versus the Suns. UFC 292 all set for tomorrow night. It's in Boston. The main event has bantamweight champion Aljamain Sterling trying to make his 4th title defense against Sugar Sean O'Malley. In the co-main event, women's strawweight champion Zhang Weili will put her belt on the line against Amanda Lemons. As a look at what's happening in the world of sports today, health, business, and science notes now. Marijuana use is at a record high. The survey from the National Institute on Drug Abuse showed that marijuana use has spiked to around 44% of adults under 30 compared to 28% a decade ago. The number of people who use the drug daily almost doubled from 2012. The study also says that middle-aged adults are using LSD at record rates too.
Russia is fining Google for failing to delete what they call false content about the war in Ukraine. Moscow court found the company guilty of failing to remove so-called prohibitive information and fined Google 3 million rubles, which is equal to about $30,000. On Tuesday, Reddit was fined for the same thing. Apple and Wikipedia were fined earlier this month.
You know, if I'm Google and I hear that Russia is fining me about misinformation about the Russian-Ukraine war,
yeah,
I'm telling I'll tell you where you can put this fine at.
Yeah.
And moving on with my life. So I think that's pretty bizarre there. So India in a space race with Russia right now, releasing images today of the south pole of the moon. The black and white video shows a close-up of craters in an area where the unmanned lunar lander is scheduled for touchdown next week on the 23rd. India says the lunar lander will deploy a rover to conduct a series of experiments on the pole, which is believed to contain water ice.
Also, at least two companies are suspending their advertising on X, which is also known as Twitter, after their ads were run alongside pro-Nazi content. So the report found that several mainstream brands, including Adobe, Gilded Scientists, and University of Maryland's football team, have been advertised on a now banned account that's promoting fascism.
Excuse me. Yeah, got me choked up there. Nearly half of all borrowers in the United States believe student loan debt is a national crisis. That's according to a new survey from Bankrate.
We know that Americans on average have about $38,000 in student loan debt, which totals about $1.8 trillion across the country.
Yeah, that's a lot. Analyst Sarah Foster says only a third of Americans say they think student loan borrowers should be responsible for paying back their debt.
Also, Elon Musk says that X users, also known as Twitter, are no longer going to be able to block accounts except for in private messages. So he announced that today, and he also said that the mute function is still going to be available. He didn't give any reason for why they're getting rid of the block feature, but he did say that it would take effect.
Bots are apparently better at solving internet verification tests than humans, which is interesting because it's the very thing that these tests are designed to keep out. The puzzles that require a person to pick certain images before accessing a website are supposedly a method to prove a user is really a human. A study out of UC Irvine put people against bots specifically programmed to solve the test, and it turns out the bots came out on top. I'm not surprised by this, and I don't have anxiety often, but I always do when that little test isn't quite, you know, it's like, hey, select the motorcycles, or hey, select all the images with a boat. Well, that's easy. It's the one where it says, hey, select all the ones where there's a motorcycle in. And, you know, the motorcycle is not like a circle or a square. It's kind of oblong. And just like the tail of the pipe goes off into one of the boxes. And I'm like, okay, am I supposed to hit that one or not? And I do it, and then it says, oh, we're sorry, you're not allowed to go forward. And then it comes up with another one. What's really annoying is when you do it right, and then you get like two or three more.
Yeah.
Like, hey, choose the bus in this one, and then this one, it's choose all the ones that don't have bridges. And it's super annoying and frustrating. So
I feel like it always comes at like an inopportune time.
Yeah.
Too. It's like when I'm trying to like log into something real quick and get some
like Taylor Swift tickets. It's like for the first time ever on Ticketmaster, I log in and I'm seeing, we'd like to prove that you're not a bot. Well, what about the other 1,000 times that I logged into your website over the past week?
Yeah. It's literally the worst. So I think we need to get rid of those. Just get rid of them.
Yeah.
We're gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together. 5:45 on a Friday. We are looking good on our roads. I-10/I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. So you'll be good on your way home to get your weekend started. If you do see anything else on the roads, just always feel free to call them for the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. for our weekend weather, we're going to have a really nice weekend. No really chances of rain on Sunday. There's a 20% chance of rain, but it may be nothing. Coming up tomorrow, no chances of rain. It's going to be pretty hot, though. It's going to be a high of 98 in clear skies tomorrow night. And coming up tonight, we have clear skies with a low of 79. We have a few clouds throughout Pensacola as well as Milton and Pace. We're looking good, though. It's 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Pretty light stories in pop culture going on. I don't know. Everyone's just striking.
Waiting with bated breath.
Or what. But Jamie Foxx says that he's finally starting to feel like himself again after he recovers from his recent health scare. Remember back in April, he was hospitalized for unspecific reasons. They didn't ever really specify what happened, but he's slowly recovering ever since then. Yesterday, he went on social media, and he says it has been an unexpected dark journey, but he finally can see the light.
Party favors, wedding specifically. Now, I honestly don't remember at my wedding what sort of wedding favors we had. I couldn't tell you. But there is apparently a new fad, if you want to call it that, where tattoos are the hot new party favor to offer at weddings. People are hiring them as vendors so guests can get inked during the reception. The idea is to give people a permanent memento to remember your wedding by. The idea is great, but only if the bride and groom pay for the removal if they do get divorced. So a wedding photographer in Kansas recently was at a wedding where people had to pay $60 to get one, and they weren't offering full sleeves, just simple outline tattoos. So tattoo party favors. I feel like there would have to be a specific clientele at this where you can't just say...
Your first tattoo.
You're right. You know, I don't have any tattoos. I never plan on getting a tattoo. But, you know, if you're going to go through the trouble of saying, hey, here's the wedding favor is a permanent marker to commemorate a wedding for somebody else. I don't know why anybody would do that.
Yeah, I could see if someone maybe already had a bunch of tattoos, already had a sleeve. Oh, I'll sneak in your anniversary day. Whoops.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, like, if it's like a wedding for like two tattoo artists and most of their family and friends are also tattoo aficionados, I mean... I still wouldn't necessarily go through the trouble doing that, but that's just me. But apparently it's a thing, so I'm not sure how sanitary. I mean, doesn't it kind of have to be like in a controlled, like, sterile environment and all that?
Well, if it's an open bar, maybe it's more likely than not. But I don't know anyone I would get a tattoo for besides myself, and I wouldn't even get one for my own wedding. So
yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, to each their own. Another wacky and weird story for you. Well, a 29-year-old in Kansas City, his name's Xavier. He's a super fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. His name on the internet is Chiefaholic.
Uh-huh.
Well, he has some other issues.
Yeah, he does.
The Chiefaholic is also indicted on 3 counts of armed bank robbery, 1 count of bank theft, and 11 counts of money laundering. He's accused of robbing banks and laundering the money through casinos in the Midwest, and he uses the new funds to go to the Chiefs games. Dude, get help, please.
Get help, yeah. I wonder how nice the TV is at the state penitentiary that you're going to be watching the next year's Super Bowl from if the Chiefs get there. Fox News is changing up how things go at the presidential debates moving forward. They're getting rid of the doorbell sound to let the contestants know when their time is up.
I have the greatest business people in the world lined up to do it. We will make great trade deals.
Yeah, so that's the sound. We all hear it. So apparently a lot of dog owners have been complaining to Fox News over the years about that sound because it sets off their dogs to go nuts thinking that somebody's out the door. So that's the reason why Fox News is doing away with it. So if Wednesday's debate did not have enough intrigue, now I will be tuning in to see how they go about alerting the contestants to know when their time is up. Yeah. I think it should be one of the three moderators just doing some sort of alarm or something.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like a big bell, you just ring it or something.
Or a gong, maybe.
A gong.
That would be good. Yeah,
air horn.
I'm thinking there had to be a lot of complaints, though. Like, it couldn't just be one person. Like,
no, this isn't one Karen. I mean, this is a lot of them.
Yeah.
5:50, we'll take a break. We've got more wacky stuff and good news to finish up the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday at Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmoor Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Wedding Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My best friend and I do everything together. We buy the same clothes, watch the same movies, and eat the same foods. But that doesn't mean our financial goals are the same. Choosing an investment that's right for you and your goals is a personal decision. Florida's Office of Financial Regulation has resources and information to help you get started in making the best decision for you. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Having a great Friday. It's News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts, opinions, questions, traffic tips. 850-437-1620 is the number. Coming up on Tuesday night, it's Bands on the Beach. That's thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 p.m. So next Tuesday coming up is a new band to Bands on the Beach. It's Float Like a Buffalo. So it should be lots of fun. Make sure to at least go to one week of Bands on the Beach before it finishes up for the season, which will be at the end of October. But it is a lot of fun. Free event. So again, that's 7 every Tuesday night at the Gulfside Pavilion. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together at 5:55 on News Radio 92.3. We're looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Blue Angel, Gulf Beach Highway all looking good. And if you do see something slowing you down this Friday afternoon, just give a call over to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to have a really nice weekend ahead of us. Locally, we are going to be having a a pretty dry weekend. Coming up tomorrow, a high of 98, really no chances of rain. And then Saturday night, we have a low of 79 with mostly clear skies. Same thing for tonight, clear skies, low 79. It's 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with just a few clouds. Heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at some good news today. Two pen pals who had been writing to each other for almost 70 years finally got to meet up in person. They're both 80. Carol Krause lives in South Carolina, and Patsy Gregory lives in Northern England. They've been sending each other letters and birthday cards since they were 12 years old.
Also, a retired flight attendant is starting a big road trip this week, but he's not driving. His name is Paul, and he's currently pushing a airplane beverage cart from New Jersey to Western Pennsylvania in honor of the crew of the Flight 93 who died on 9/11. It's called the Paulie's Push. It's not the first time that he's done this. In 2021, he pushed a cart 220 miles from Boston to Ground Zero in New York. And then last year, he did 35 miles from DC Airport to the Pentagon. This is going to be the longest trip, though. He starts on Monday at Newark International, where Flight 93 took off. And then he's going to push the cart 300 miles, arriving at Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania on September 11th.
Wow.
So awesome.
Yeah. A Colorado police officer being praised for saving a one-month-old infant who was choking on a mixture of baby cereal and breast milk. Here is the moment where Deputy Nicholas Pacheco ran into the home and was able to dislodge the substance from the baby and get the infant breathing again.
I'm 31 and got to breathe, the baby breathing.
So the audio there, he says he's been a cop for 8 years, and it's one of the highlights of his career so far.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool story there. Looking at what's happening in the movies this weekend, not a whole lot going on. So DC Studios' Blue Beetle is out now. Thursday previews brought in $3.3 million. It'll expected to bring in around $28 to $32 million. For the first time in 4 weeks, though, this may be the first time that Barbie is not in first place at the North American box office. So I guess that is notable there. I believe there was also, I saw a note this week that Barbie's going to be coming to streaming soon. And I think you can pre-order now on Amazon. I think it's $20 for the movie there as well. So pretty quiet. I'm not quite sure what the next big movie weekend would be. I would imagine around Thanksgiving time frame. I'm not aware of any other major flicks coming here over the next couple of months, but pretty interesting there.
But usually the holidays brings good movies, and I remember going to Oppenheimer thinking there's a lot of these ones coming out, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, that look good, not just on the movie theaters, but streaming too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to get through this little lull before we get movie excited again.
That's right. 5:59, we've got another break here. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. By the way, a couple texters telling us, hey, why don't they just cut the mic at the debates? I mean, yeah, I think that's one thing that they have to do, but that works for the TV audience partly because you would still have the moderator talking over them even though you don't hear anything. And there's also the in-arena audience as well where they're not only mics, but there's probably speakers all over the place. So I'm thinking we get the air horns or the gongs or whatever, trap doors, a lot of things that we could do to make things really interesting for the... Got to drive viewership. Trump's not going to be in it.
Yeah, exactly. We need to spice it up.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.